This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Two Northeast Ohio musicians are releasing their first album together as the indie folk band Cave Twins. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with David Mayfield and Abby Rose about their partnership that they say resembles twins separated at birth and reunited in song. Mayfield is a Grammy-nominated artist and producer who grew up playing in his family's bluegrass band, Kent-based One Way Rider. Rose is a Kent-based singer-songwriter. Together, their chemistry is evident both in their music and in their playful personalities.
I mean, I just love the bio where it says, you know, David grew up playing in the family band and Abby grew up alone.
That came because early on, before we even had more than like four songs, we booked a show somewhere and they said, we need a bio. And Abby said, well, it's going to look so lopsided because you have all these things you've done and, right. And then mine's, well, what am I going to say? And I said, well, let's just play into that.
Yeah. I'll be there when you need me. I'll be there when you don't. I'll be there when you want me. I'll be there when you won't. As long as this old heart beats and these lungs are breathing air, you'll never have to worry, 'cause buddy, I'll be there.
You've both been in bands, you both have been recording and playing your own music, producing, David, and running your own studio. What were you doing at the time when this happened that made you two come together?
You had just left the Speed Bumps.
I had just left the Speed Bumps, and I was just doing my solo stuff, and I was trying to get out into the music world a little bit more because I kind of stayed home a lot.
I had just moved back to Ohio from Nashville because I realized that Ohio is the heart of it all. I sort of got burned out on the road with the David Mayfield Parade because we were doing, you know, 240 shows a year for a while there.
Wow.
And I just had no life. So I made a choice to come back to Ohio and slow down and open a studio. And we both were kind of in these big transitional times in our lives.
It's just you two, right? And what is it, guitar, mandolin?
Yep. When we play live, it's Abby on guitar and me on mandolin.
Your debut album is called Best Friends for Now. Mm-hmm. And you recorded it, David, at your studio in Canton, Sweetside Recording Company.
That's right. We recorded it, we mixed it, we mastered it.
We actually built the studio, kind of.
Yeah, Abby helped me build all the baffles and the soundproofing. And there was an old studio in Canton that had... It was a studio in the 70s, and it closed in the early 80s, and it had just been sort of a storage space until I found it, and then Abby and I restored it and brought it back to life.
The whole world is your friend.
The first single is called Keep On Singing. Talk about the writing process.
That's one where I wrote the lyrics. I had abandoned several melodies for it, and when she got a hold of it, it just was perfect. And then I tweaked the lyrics once her melody was introduced. So I really, that's a good example of our collaborative process.
Keep on singing. It don't matter if you're singing a lovely song. Keep on singing. If you keep on singing, somebody might sing along.
That's a beautiful song.
Go on.
Talk about when you two perform together, because you two really connect. You look into each other's eyes. It's really a connection that the two of you have on stage.
Yeah. You know, I've been a professional musician pretty much my whole life. You see a lot of kind of just pretentious, ego-serving nonsense, you know, and I just get tired of seeing musicians go up there and it's like, you're so lucky to get to hear my music. And that's why I like with Cave Twins, you know, we face each other, we look at each other, we lock in, you know, we're not trying to serve some kind of ego or pretend that we're rock stars.
And it's fun to watch this because we're engaging to people, and it's kind of like, when we're in our own world on stage, it's kind of like, oh, people get to see that.
Yeah, we've had people comment that it's kind of like you're eavesdropping or watching.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, we make Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga look like Tenacious D.
That's David Mayfield and Abby Rose of Cave Twins. They play album release shows this weekend at the Rialto Theater in Akron. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.
You can take me to Alaska. We could live with a sleuth of bears. If I want to leave there, I'll ask you. We could be happy anyway.